That's great. What other kinds of houses do we have in El Paso?
Well, we don't have houses like they have in Santa Fe. Santa Fe is, you know, it's all one style. It's either Mexican, territorial, or Indian, and it's a beautiful city. And my daughter often wishes that we had done something like that. It had a theme for the whole city. But our homes here are really a mixture. There's a house up here on Thunderbird that looks like it belongs on the East Coast, and this seems so out of place to me.
I saw one with a bright blue roof.
Yes, that's, oh, that one. Yeah, that has a tile roof. It's right across the street from there. This kind of a British, or I don't know, it wasn't British. It's just a, it looks like it's New England or something. Mm-hmm.
There are some odd houses in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
How do people usually divide one property, one residential property, from another in El Paso? Like, what's the physical barrier that we use?
Oh, zoning.
Well, but the physical barrier. What's between two houses?
Oh, it's 10 feet. 5 feet on each side.
Uh-huh. But in between the two houses, there's a...
Maybe a fence.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is, I guess, between two houses. Is a fence.
What are the fences made out of?
Well, here, they're mostly rock.
Okay.
And they're buried. The Mexicans have a wonderful way of putting them together, and you can't see the mortar. I don't know if you've been aware of some of those walls. I'm trying to think where you could see one. Around here. Right now, I can't. I don't think of one.
Yeah, because most of the walls I've seen have had a lot of mortar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a Mexican design, and they're...
That's pretty neat.
They're really pretty.
Mm-hmm. This room right here, you would call this...
Well, it's a suite of rooms. You mean, I have my bedroom and my office. And,
mm-hmm. Combination. And... you said, okay, you have a den downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a living room?
Yes.
But it's separate from your den?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They're on different floors, actually.
Okay. Do you have a fireplace?
Two fireplaces. One in the master bedroom up above, mm-hmm. and one in the living room.
Okay. Now, above the fireplace, there's usually a shelf. What do you call it?
Mantel.
Uh-huh. And... the thing that sometimes juts out from a fireplace that you can sit on is called the...
Hearth.
Uh-huh. The smoke goes up the
chimney.
Mm-hmm. There are some metal things that keep the logs in place.
Oh, I was going to say andirons. It's a...
Uh-huh.
What do we call that thing? I've ordered them. I know one since I've lived here. That is, it's where you put the logs, right? I want to say griddle, but that's not it. Then you put the, oh, well, maybe
but
I'll
the andirons are what?
They are the poker and the... shovel and that kind of thing.
Oh,
okay. Andirons go out this way. I'm sorry. Out this way. Yeah, I was thinking of the tools.
Oh,
but the andirons come out and toward the, and face you.
Okay. A big log that you put on a fire is called?